Yeah, new one from Kylie Tatum right here on the Pulse. That was the track Knock Me a Donkey. Alright, first story of the day is on the return of vinyl markets, where this weekend, Saturday the 6th of August at PJ Pack, a brand new one-day only music market will be going on. Helmed by the Kena Sound crew, the event will be filled with everything about music collecting for hardcore crate diggers and casual collectors alike. Things like forums, talks with industry heads, trading market, DJs and selectors, a live auction of rare items and many more. An event by collectors for collectors, set to feature 30 vendors from around the country from all genres. One of the highlights will be a sharing session with Dato' Kamil Othman, a well-known radio presenter for the alternative rock show on Time Highway Radio in the 90s, where he'll be talking about introducing non-mainstream music on the Malaysian airwaves. On the program tonight, we have the hit honchos behind the inaugural Kena Sound Market. Daryl Goh and Chang from the Kena Sound crew, welcome to the program, guys. Maybe a good place to start is by asking about this idea, right? How did it come about?
Well, I mean, this Kena Sound event is a whole new thing, a whole new space, and made a whole new direction, I guess, in terms of getting all the music collectors. But most importantly, it is a music collector to music collector type event where we've gone offer there'd be lots of like vinyl vendors, but we also wanted to have conversations going, so we're going to get to speak to like hoarders who have too many things in their homes, and why do they hold on to them, or are they going to get rid of them? So nice conversations as you browse, and you also find out what fellow collectors are also feeling, or are they going to go Marie Kondo, or are they just going to go, let's just buy more? So conversations like this, man, the word Kena Sound, we all know it's kind of like the better half at home might not be too happy if you have too many records.
Speaking from real experience?
Yes.
Yes,
that's interesting because it's a brand new crew, isn't it? The Kena Sound crew. It's you two guys, and who else is behind it?
I guess.
Lots of volunteers, actually. Lots of friends. And we've got kind of like a skeletal crew, actually, working on this one. It's a fairly stress-free event because PJ Pack is a great venue-wise. It's Petaling Jaya, so people know where the whereabouts and all that. So we've got vendors from Kedah, from Sabah, on Singapore also coming through.
Yes, our friend from Singapore will be joining us with his stuff that he wants to unload. There were even people who wanted to sort of like jump onto the ship, but I suppose due to the short notice, I think they can't make it lah. There were some lah.
Yes. Yeah. So the event will feature 30 vendors from, like you mentioned, all around Malaysia, right? How long did it take to come up to plan for this event?
Technically, we only had 2 months.
2 months.
We're sitting down and looking at the fact that we have like for 2.5 years, maybe 3 years, kind of like low key, no record store there, nowhere to go. And I mean, we look at toy collectors having their day out, book collectors also. Covers. So, hey, how come
music hasn't kickstarted?
Yeah, no music collector type event at all. So, why not?
So you briefly mentioned, you know, the small motivations behind this, but it's the whole point of this event is to spread the gospel of physical formats, right? Still very much alive. Tell me a little bit about the different motivations, you know, helping out record stores maybe?
Yes, definitely. We because our you know, our youth and wherever we grew up from, we have always been hanging around music record shops, buying cassettes back then. And I believe none of those shops exist anymore, except for, of course, the new ones that have cropped up over the past few years. And definitely it's something we want to revisit. You know, the fun of browsing, the fun of flipping through records, cassettes, which I do collect still, even CDs. So we want to reminisce partly and relive those dreams lah, you know, the fun that we had last time.
Or just to get back to the craziness of it all, being stuck in a room with like thousands of records and
spending hours.
And like looking
hours.
At your watch, I'm okay, I really have 2 hours here. I need to finish up this haul right now.
Yeah, so, which is interesting because we talk about the resurgence of physical formats, the resurgence of vinyls, especially, right, LPs, a younger generation is getting into it. However, these days, especially during the pandemic, you don't really hear it as much as more. Do you think it's become a norm already, physical formats?
That's what I was talking to Chang about. I mean, right now, this generation, it'd be like, I mean, for a young person in their 20s or something like that, right, they would have been collecting records right now for about 10 years.
Yeah.
So they would have a record collection at home right now. So we're not, this whole conversation is not about old uncles or aunties walking around with their ABBA records. These are like young kids who are also want their fix of a physical format. Mm.
And
cassettes. Tell them people about cassettes.
I do work part time in a few record shops around. Thankfully, I got to meet some youngsters, you know. Mm. Youngsters meaning, you know, they are in their teens and young adults, and they have been quite open to the idea of collecting records. Mm. Physically, because I believe they have, a lot of them are pretty bored with just, you know, scrolling their phones and computers,
right,
streaming stuff. So the idea of touching and feeling is a new experience to them.
Yeah,
which is the tangible, physical part of appreciating music. You know, the artwork, the design of the covers. Sometimes, you know, it's embossed, sometimes it's matte, laminated, you know, the glossiness of certain album designs.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, those are things you can't really feel and touch on the monitor or screen or your phone.
For sure, yeah. I mean, LPs collecting is definitely a fun thing to do, but at the same time, it's also very daunting, right? So I want to ask you guys, you know, to give some tips a little bit for new fans that have especially picked up record hunting during the pandemic, and you know, haven't been to this kind of events, this huge vinyl market kind of events. They've been to one or two record stores. What have they been missing out on in terms of, you know, big vinyl market like this?
Well, I suppose in Malaysia, there were never really any big record music market, right, Daryl?
No, not at all.
There are definitely some events which features some stalls selling records and cassettes, stuff like that, but not really one whole event concentrated doing that. So I think we are fulfilling our dream of not attending one by doing it ourselves instead.
For this kind of event, for Kena Sound, you people are wondering who will be the target market. Me and Chang were talking about it. We really hope to have like lots of like new record collectors coming for the event to find out what's available. Because I mean, you got since the whole mainstream record shop culture kind of like went under with Rock Corners and all. I mean, you could just go to a mall.
Yeah,
you could. Kena Sound was in PJ Pack. So back when I was buying records in Bandar Utama, there were at least four record shops there. There was Tower Records, there was Salem Power Station and all that. So right now, maybe for one day, we'll bring back that kind of experience of going to Bandar Utama, to actually pick up records.
Yeah, and let's go through in detail the event this weekend, Kena Sound. Besides a place to pick up new LPs, there'll also be stuff like music discussions, pop-up music stores, record shop storytelling, video screenings, all kinds of stuff. Maybe you can just bring us through the day, you know, run through some of the festivities that's going to happen this weekend.
Well, definitely, we are now trying to introduce a bit of maybe what we call intellectualism. The discussions on music collecting, it could be even reminiscing about music people are used to listen to the way back then. You know, radio actually features a lot of music, and people and listeners actually tune in on specific radio programs on certain days, certain time. It's like, okay, 8 o'clock on Thursday, I must, you know, stop doing what I'm doing and listen to the radio. So those experiences I doubt is visible nowadays. Is not practiced anymore.
Mm.
Streaming and everything is on call, and at the end of a click of a button, you know, you can listen to anything you want. You can search for any new album. Not in those days. In those days, you need to find, oh, this somebody has put out a new album. I saw it in a newspaper or read it in a magazine, but how do I get to listen to it?
Mm.
You got to wait for a record store to bring the CD or cassette in, and then or you need to have a radio DJ who recommends it to you. Oh, top 10, new release from UK or something, you know. And those things are very special to I mean, I guess to all of us back then. Nowadays, it's just at a click of a button, you can hear the new Beyoncé whole album put out streaming.
Mm. So it's the effort to find the music. It makes it more rewarding, right?
Yeah, yeah, well said. Mm. And these are the I guess, our tribute to those memories.
Yeah, I mean, also the topics are kind of like, well, timely also. Some people, I mean, lots of people come to tell me that they want to get rid of their record collections, junk their entire 10,000 CDs, they just want to throw it out. So, I mean, so we're putting up this kind of like, I mean, besides all the radio station memories and going to a record shop, also to have conversation about what do you do when you reach that point in your life where you need to get rid of all these things. So we will have a few collectors also sharing their thoughts. I mean, some definitely in a blink, let's get rid of everything. And some, I'm just going to hold on to it because these memories are all there.
Mm.
Space. And I mean, there's a lot of... There's a lot of conversations around this.
So this weekend will help hoarders as well.
A bit of therapy, I guess. Life therapy.
Speaking of radio memories, guys, one of the many highlights for this weekend is Dato' Kamil Othman, the legendary radio presenter for the alternative rock show on Time Highway Radio back in the 90s, right? Tell us a little bit about this session. You know, what time would it be? What time would he go up?
We've approached Dato' Kamil Othman to basically come back and share about his experiences of... basically hosting the alternative rock show on Time Highway Radio in the 90s. He'll be on at 3 p.m. at the Kernel Sound stage. Mm. We'll be talking to him about across the board about how he kind of like found his way to kind of like gauge how Malaysians could take all this alternative rock music. Because in the 90s, really, he was the sole person on radio basically challenging the norm. Mm. And also leading back to what Kernel Sound is all about, we're going to talk to Kamil about how did he actually sustain the show with his entire record, CD collection back then. I mean, you have to remember that there was, you couldn't download anything back in the 90s. He had to have the collection at home and he had to know every single track. And Kamil used to play a lot of obscure things, which kind of like opened a lot of Malaysian listeners' eyes to some fantastic music out there. So I'm looking forward to having a chat with him.
Great stuff. Kernel Sound at the Nero Event Space, PJ Pack, August the 6th, this Saturday. Just to round things up, you know, what time should people be there? Any tips for surviving record hunting for newbies?
One thing for sure, Saturday, we hope there won't be a traffic jam along the way, but people can take the MRT straight to Bandar Utama and get out of the station, walk across, and go up second floor, which is very convenient for travelling. Or if they are driving, they can park downstairs at the PJ Pack parking lot, which should be quite clear on a Saturday. Doors will open at 11.
Mm.
The event ends at 8 p.m.
All right.
And in between, it's all fun and... laughter, I hope.
So just like, how many hours can you stand up and just go on digging and digging, because there's really 60 tables with thousands of records, CDs and cassettes. And
just to lead off, Daryl, you're a veteran record hunter. Any tips for newbies?
I would say basically just plan out what you want to get at first. I mean, like, if you're looking for jazz, just go around and scan the whole place for jazz. Don't get distracted by, hey, I want to get some hip hop. No, we just stick to the plan and then come back for hip-hop later on.
That was Daryl Goh and Chang from the Kernel Sound crew talking about the inaugural Kernel Sound Vinyl Market. Once again, the event's happening at PJ Pack this Saturday, the 6th of August, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Coming up on the program, the music goes on with another event happening on that same day. So stay tuned to find out more. But before that, here's a fresh number from Discodelic Soul Band She She She, a brand new New York outfit, and one from them, a song called Trouble. My name's Daryl. This is The Pulse on BFM 89.9.